Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's a couple of interesting stories dominating the papers here at home domestically today. The nursing homes. Letters that reveal what went wrong in our nursing homes is the headline in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. HICWA highlighted 200 high-risk homes is the headline too in the front of the Irish Times. This is the Department of Health was warned by the health regulator of more than 200 high-risk nursing homes before there was a surge in outbreaks at care facilities during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's emerged, and more on that story front page and inside the Irish Times today. We will have more on the nursing homes and also following yesterday's committee hearing and the news. You may have heard it at the top of the bulletin this morning regarding the potential for some visits to nursing homes to possibly be to resume a little bit earlier than planned as well. We'll have more coming up on that here on the programme in around 10 minutes time. The big story though this morning that you're going to be hearing much more about today, Kieran mentioned it there a few moments ago, watchdog warns new government must cut spending is the Irish Times front page headline, and tax rises and pay freezes can't be ruled out is the Irish Examiner's headline too this morning. This is the incoming government now facing having to push through almost 11 billion euro of spending cuts and tax increases now in the coming years in an effort to try and rein in the budget deficit resulting from this virus. That's the warning from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council that's out today. And the austerity drive could balloon to about 15 billion, they claim, half the amount that was endured during the financial crisis years. And in a worst case scenario, where the economy is stricken with more coronavirus lockdowns, the budgetary watchdog also says the state will need a credible stimulus package in an effort to try and rebuild the economy, possibly as much as 10 billion. That is an addition to 14 billion euro in additional health spending, income supports and also business loan guarantees and investments that have been unveiled by the government over the past 3 months. The next government shouldn't rule out tax increases or freezing public sector pay as the debt levels reach what they're describing as near record levels. That's Sebastian Barnes, the acting chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. His warning out this morning. We'll have more on this coming up on News Talk Breakfast at exactly 7 o'clock this morning. The story that caught my eye though today is also on the front page of the Irish Times. Teachers advised to destroy grading documents is the headline. This is the paper's education editor Carl O'Brien writing this morning that teachers are being advised to securely destroy any supporting documentation that they generate in trying to reach the decision on the Leaving Cert students' grades. And this may include things like drafts of forms, personal notes, emails, maybe in which teachers discuss a student's estimated percentage mark or class ranking in a particular subject. And the Irish Times says instead the schools have been directed to retain only the final form submitted to the Department of Education, which records students' final estimated marks and class rankings. And the department says this is because the scope of any appeal to a student's grade will not encompass reopening or challenging the professional judgments of teachers or the school. And of course, the appeals to grades will be limited to data entry checks to ensure that there were no administrative errors. There's more in that story front page of the Irish Times this morning. The other interesting story too is inside page 19 of the Irish Independent this morning. Bishops are now pushing to bring forward the resumption of mass and other sort of and other places of worship as quickly as possible. As other countries, this is what's happening in other EU countries across the world. And this follows a warning from bishops here in this country. They're looking for this to happen at a much earlier stage. And there's more in that story too inside the Irish Independent this morning. This is a letter to priests and bishops and parishes in the diocese. The Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin, said that a national framework document which the Irish Bishops' Conference is drafting will be used to support their case and all to support their case to government and public health authorities. And the document, which Dr. Martin said was almost complete, will ask for the early resumption of the public celebration of Mass and sacraments. And we want to hear from you this morning. Do you agree? Should churches, should places of worship open that little bit earlier? You can let us know this morning on 53106. Also, just on the COVID-19 restrictions or the regulations, just an interesting story too inside the Irish Times this morning, that just a quarter of suspected COVID-19 breaches have led to charges. This is a piece by Conor Gallagher, the paper's crime correspondent this morning, that the Director of Public Prosecutions has directed charges against only a quarter of those suspected of breaching the coronavirus movement restrictions. And this is since the 8th of April. Gardaí have initiated enforcement proceedings 263 times, mostly involving people who have been found engaging in non-essential travel and refused Garda directions to comply with the regulations or to supply their name and address. And during the same period then, the DPP has directed charges be brought in 66 cases, or just 25%. That story, page 3 of the Irish Times this morning. Just on a kind of a lighter note too today, also inside the Irish Examiner this morning, Surfs Up for a Centre of Excellence is the headline in the paper today. This is the country's first surfing centre of excellence, could be up and running next year after a tender was issued for its construction in County Sligo. And the government announced in November of 2018 that the new National Surf Centre would be located in Strand Hill, which is about 8 kilometres from Sligo town. It'd be a key centre for visitors looking to try and capitalise on some of Europe's best waves while also touring along the Wild Atlantic Way. And the National Surf Centre of Excellence would also feature an interpretive experience that would tell the story of surfing in Sligo and all along the Atlantic coast, and an area that pre-COVID-19 had become increasingly popular with their domestic and international surfers. That story inside the Irish Examiner this morning. Also inside the paper, unique species could be sliding silently toward extinction is the headline. This is human activity now putting more than 50 billion years of unique evolution history at risk, and scientists have warned that some of the world's most unique animals, things like the punk-haired Mary River turtle and the purple frog, are in danger of becoming extinct due to unprecedented levels now of human pressure brought on by activities things like agricultural expansion. And the findings are contained in the Journal of Nature Communications and are based on data gathered from 25,000 different species. That story, page 6 of the Examiner this morning. Also in the Financial Times today, Twitter slaps a fact-check label on Trump's tweets for the first time. This is a social media site, says the US president's posts contain potentially misleading information, and Donald Trump's campaign has claimed that Twitter's move was a sign of clear political bias. Now, the social media site has put a fact-check warning on some of Donald Trump's tweets for the first time, marking an escalation in tensions between the Silicon Valley company and the US president. Just finally for this morning, have you a quirky hobby maybe, or any activity you've sort of taken up again during the lockdown period to try and keep you preoccupied? Well, The Sun, page 3 this morning, tells us that Alex Ferguson has a Lego set of Old Trafford to try and keep him busy. The 78-year-old Manchester United legend contacted the club after seeing the model online, and then officials went and got one sent out to him. The 3,898-piece stadium replica takes about 7.5 hours to build. It costs £250 sterling. It includes a statue of Alex Ferguson himself and the stand that was named after him following his success there. And the set is described as a fairly difficult model and a challenging building experience by Lego. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.